This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Excess federal government spending more than tax collections, is a bipartisan activity. With the exception of a couple years after the Berlin Wall fell, when falling defense spending allowed Bill Clinton to run a brief surplus, we've had deficits every year since JFK was in the White House. And as most of us know, the red ink has gotten especially scary, both in dollar terms and as a percentage of the economy. This was the prediction of some who debated the structure of the then-new national government at the Constitutional Convention of 1787. They feared that leaders who needed popular support to remain in office would make irresponsible decisions on spending. After 200 years, it's come true. It's hard to know everyone's motivation for voting for deficits and re-electing those who support them. But the notion that cutting taxes is a way of slowing down spending has been thoroughly disproven. The so-called starve-the-beast strategy that envisioned forcing spending levels downward has not been up to the challenge. I'm Patrick Barkin.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.